Thank you, Ben. Are you excited? I know I'm excited. I mean, this is what life as part of God's church is all about, isn't it? Celebrating people making that decision to go, yeah, this is what I believe, and I want everyone to know about it. I don't think it gets much more exciting than these kind of occasions. If you're visiting this evening, this is the bit where someone gets up to speak. Some might call it a sermon or a preach or a talk or a message. It's the whole idea of trying to work out what God is saying to us. And we do that through his word, the Bible. We do that believing that he speaks to us by his Holy Spirit. And it could be that what God is saying tonight is for us as a group, as those of us who have gathered here tonight. It could be that what God is saying is to us personally. Is to you particularly this evening. It could be, and often is, a bit of both. But as I've been preparing for this evening, I felt God gave me three pictures that I just want to briefly share with you, in part for Sam and for Dave, but I think for all of us to reflect upon and to consider. And obviously tonight is also that moment where you get to play the game, is he going to fall in the baptistry when he's not paying attention and he gets a bit carried away with what he's saying or not? Three pictures for you this evening. The first picture that I had was of a castle wall. In Ephesians, in the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." So I'd like you to picture, if you can, a castle wall, okay? I don't know about you, but I've always loved castles. I've loved castles since I was a little boy. Often on holiday, we'd go around visiting castles, and it was back in the days before health and safety kind of actually was doing some good work in this regard, because you'd go up on the battlements, and you'd be able to run around, and there were no kind of fences or anything, so you could have just probably jumped off. And I can just have memories of my parents getting worried as I'm just, you know, kind of running, haven't got a care in the world as, you know, a six-year-old or whatever. But I've always loved castles. I've loved the whole idea of the design of them, of the different elements and kind of portcullises and dungeons and all those sorts of things. I had this picture of the top bit, really, of the castle wall. You might picture it, even like we have down at the Abbey, the bits where it kind of juts up and down. And that bit that you can kind of hide behind and stay safe. And in many ways, maybe that's part of what they're there for. So the soldiers, if they're on the battlements, so that they can hide away, they can stay out of sight. And if they don't put their head up, in many ways, no one would know they're even there. They could sit there quite happily, minding their own business, and anyone coming towards the castle, whether friend or foe, wouldn't know of their existence. But also, you kind of think, if they were meant to be there as a soldier, they wouldn't be much use, would they, if they're just hiding the whole time? I think baptism is all about sticking your head above the wall, so to speak. And that's why I felt this picture of this castle wall. Because tonight is a time when Sam and Dave have publicly declared what they believe. That they don't want anything to do with what the devil is up to. That they believe in Jesus, that he is their Lord and Savior. And that with the Holy Spirit's help, they want to serve Jesus for the rest of their lives. That's something of the words that I was saying, and they were responding to positively. And I think I really want to share for Sam and for Dave, tonight is that moment when you have chosen, you have declared, you have stated which side you're on. And it really struck me, those promises that kind of we have at a time like this, at baptism, they clearly state what the whole evening, this whole celebration is all about. But I'm also quite conscious that we go through them tonight with the two of you, and then, well, we won't think about them again, will we? And we do that, don't we? And so what I've actually got, I've got a card for each of you, and I've printed out the promises for you, because I think it's really important that we recognise that these things we're declaring are not just for this moment, but actually from this moment forward, as you stick your head above that castle wall, so to speak, making that choice to live for Jesus. So the first picture was of a castle wall. The second picture I had was of a party popper. one of those things you pull and it bangs. You get in various sizes and that's it. In Matthew 3, it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. We use party poppers, don't we, to celebrate. We might have them at birthdays, we might have them at weddings, we might have them at Christmas. That moment when we kind of have, maybe after three cheers or that sort of thing. I'd like you to imagine a party popper. Just picture one in your head if you can. Multiply it. Imagine 10 party poppers, okay? And I want you to imagine they're all linked together, okay? So they've all the strings have been tied together. So when you pull, they're all going to go off, okay? Actually, let's make it 100. Okay, so you've got 100 party poppers, okay, each of you here, okay? You've got 100 party poppers all tied together. So when you pull it, they're all going to go bang, okay? Now, 100's not enough, actually. A million. Okay, I want you to try and imagine. Okay, I mean, it's probably you can't even see where they maybe end, okay, the amount of party poppers that you've got all tied together, all waiting to go off in that moment of celebration. That bit that I read from Matthew, when Jesus is baptized, we read how heaven opened. We can try and picture what that would have been like, with God saying, this is my Son, who I am well pleased with. I mean, it would have been an amazing moment. Something that would probably just frazzle our brains, you know, if we actually try and think about it, what was taking place at that time. But I believe something of that has taken place tonight. As Sam and Dave came up out of that water, in heaven, there will have been a party going on that will have been like nothing we can imagine. As they stood up and said, yes, this is what I believe. I don't want to walk the walk of the world anymore. I want to live following Jesus every day of my life from here on. As I say, my talk of, you know, even a million party poppers isn't close to what was going on, I believe, in heaven. As we recognize that, I like to think that smile on God's face, one of those grins that goes from ears to ear, because he's just so happy in what each of you have done in recognizing the journey just thus far, but also the fact that from this point onwards, you want to publicly go forward for God. So we've got a castle wall. We've got a party popper. The third picture that I believe God gave me was of some footprints. Matthew 28. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. I don't know if you've ever been, you know, to the beach and you're walking along and you can kind of see the footprints, maybe that others have left around you, maybe that you're leaving as you're walking forward. I always like to do that thing where you kind of jump in with your heels and kind of push down and make a hole and you slowly step forward. And you can just see where you've been. And footprints are a sign of movement. Even though we might look at a footprint, whether it's in sand, whether it's in soil, whether it's in cement, you know, that someone's tried to put in really neatly down and then someone stepped in it. It's a sign of movement. Even though it maybe is something stationary at that point, you look at it, it's not moving. But there will have been movement to make it. The word of Jesus in Matthew 28, they're about movement. They're about heading onwards. It says, go, make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them. And I think you could almost imagine he's saying, and repeat. You know, this isn't like kind of, I want you to do it once and then stop and, you know, put your feet up. But actually, this is part of what it means to follow me. And that's why, as you know, we said earlier, baptism is not the end. It's not the point that Sam and Dave can now go, great, right, well, I've made it. I've arrived. I can just sit back, relax, and I haven't got to worry about it anymore. That's not what it's about. I like to think of it as another marker, if you will. And as both of them have shared in their friendship with Jesus, in the adventure that is life, as they seek to move forward for him. So a castle wall, a party popper, and some footprints. My prayer, as I've been getting ready for this evening over this week, my prayer for both Sam and for Dave is that in part you really remember tonight you really remember this evening. Almost you really try and remember, you know, how it was set up, who was here at this moment. Recognizing, you know, what you went through as you went down into the waters, as you were pushed under but pulled back up. Because this moment is key. But I pray also, and more so really, that this moment impacts your life from here on. That actually the feelings that you've got now, that excitement, that euphoria, that presence of God in your lives, that will actually just be just a minuscule amount of what you're going to experience in the weeks and months and years to come. And I pray for the rest of us that whether we've been baptized, that if we have, whether it was, you know, early this year, whether it was years ago, that we'll be living that out. That we won't see it as just a moment that we did this thing and then that's it. But actually it's something that needs to make a difference every day of our lives. That if we know Jesus but we've not yet been baptized, that maybe we'll consider it in the future, wherever we find ourselves right now. And this evening, if you've come here and you don't know Jesus, and maybe you're sitting there thinking this is all a bit weird, really, and I'm not quite sure what's gone on, and I've maybe got some questions, then I just want to encourage you to ask those questions, to explore what this is all about, to think back to what you heard from Sam and from Dave in terms of their story, of the way that God has worked in their lives, the way that he longed to know them in the same way that I believe he longs to know you. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for the celebration that this evening is. I want to thank you for Sam and for Dave and for this moment. But also, Lord, I want to pray for all that is to come, that you will encourage them, you will excite them, Lord, that you will equip them for everything that is ahead, that they may know that through the highs and lows of life to come, that you're going to be there right beside them through it all. Amen.